Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander. Ed and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday, December the 18th, 2014. Hope you're having a good day. Looking forward to that last full weekend before Christmas, which will be upon us in a couple of days. We're coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and we are live streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and, of course, kvoi.com. Also, all of our podcasts, the complete show archive, available anywhere, anytime, 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. Today is Showdown Day. It's high noon. It's time for the monthly Showdown with Sean McCluskey and David Morales, followed at 12:30 by the creator of a new program called Strangers We Know. And then we'll close out the show with our monthly Superstars of Science series presented by the UA College of Science. The Showdown welcomes your calls at 790-2040. And, of course, you can talk to us via Facebook on the Bill Buckmaster Facebook page. Time for the Showdown. Two gentlemen with me who rarely agree on anything. That's the way we like it on the Showdown. But one thing they do agree on is that they like to come on this program, which is good news. To my right, Sean McCluskey. Sean, Tea Party activist, Republican Party activist, and the left of me, leftist, David Morales, creator of the Three Sonorans blog site. Gentlemen, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Thanks.
Getting ready for Christmas?
Absolutely. Thank you for the coffee.
Enjoying the cold.
Oh, you're welcome. David, I know you're very excited about what President Obama did yesterday, opening up Cuba, basically, after almost 60 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think this the embargo and what we've done for the last 55 years has been a disaster. It's it's not good to cut off of people from supplies, from food, from medicine. And yet, despite that, I mean, Cuba has thrived relatively as best it could, you know, given the circumstances. But, you know, Cuba's a place where no one's hungry, no, everyone's educated, and they got a lot of flaws. But, you know, there's a lot of Cubans living here. And then, you know, you got to also remember, Cuba is only 90 miles away from the United States. That's like from here to Phoenix. And, I mean, there's no reason why you shouldn't, you know, have free trade, right? Capitalism, right?
Yeah, but what about their horrible record of human abuse?
Well, I was just going to say, David said it best himself. He said that you shouldn't keep food, medicine, and anything from those who are in need. But yet, the Castro brothers, who are now in power in Cuba, formerly Fidel, did just that.
Like,
and people that left, he squished them.
No.
I mean,
everyone
he oppressed
eats there. There's no
no one's hungry there,
really?
David?
Or, so you think that medicine? The United States support that's going to go there is going to, the cash that we give and all the support that we give and all the good that happens in Cuba is going to flow down to the people? You're absolutely blind if you don't think that the Castro brothers, who are currently in power, are not going to beg, borrow, and steal every dollar that they can, repress the people, and then feed their military leaders.
Yesterday
they showed up in their press conference in what? Military garb. What are they? They're dictators. They're thugs.
Okay, but people eat there, people read, people are educated. I mean, you say that people, you know, are repressed, but I mean,
why are people fleeing from Cuba in
boatloads? People stay in Cuba, too.
Because they got to cross 90 miles of ocean. It's a treacherous,
people leave the United States. People leave all kinds of countries. I mean,
why do they leave? They leave because the conditions are horrible and repressive, and that is something that you're supporting. You're supporting a thug dictator.
I'm not supporting any dictator. What I'm supporting is that, you know, you don't cut them off. You don't say, oh, you guys have a problem? No one can help you now.
What do we get in the trade? We got one American who is not a spy. We got one American for three of their known spies. How is that a fair trade?
What you get?
That was our dictator in chief who gave up.
What you get is free trade. What you get is families can interact with each other. What you get is people can exchange information.
That's just it. Families can't interact because the Castro brothers suppress the communications to the outside world. They don't allow it.
Who set the embargo on Cuba?
Try to have a phone call out of Cuba.
Yeah,
you can't do it
because
without the Cuban government listening to you because they're fearful that there are people leaving.
You're talking about the NSA in the United States, right? Listening to people. I mean, we do the same thing. There's no difference. I mean, people starve. I mean, 40% of children in poverty in this nation. People are hungry. People are homeless all over this place. People don't have medicine.
I'm talking about Cuba, not our problems. Obama's not doing anything about our problems. He's supporting the illegal entrants that come into this community, into this country by the droves. We spent $1.8 billion on them, and we haven't spent a dime on the folks that you just mentioned, the veterans and the homeless children in this country. What have we done? Nothing. What's Cuba doing? Nothing.
We haven't done nothing. What are you talking about?
You just
the Republicans. Republicans are the ones that vote not to, you know, have veterans aid and all this stuff. I mean, it's you guys are the ones that don't help anyone out.
Okay. Very, very passionate arguments here coming from the showdown. Let's go to Patrick. Patrick wants to join in the showdown conversation. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hi. Good afternoon, Bill. And good afternoon, Sean and David. I just wanted to chime in a little bit on the Cuba situation.
Sure.
And I really think, you know, I'm hearing the argument from the right about Cuba's horrible record on human rights. Now, that doesn't stop the United States from trading with China. That doesn't stop the United States from doing business with a lot of other horrible regimes around the world. So we can't be hypocritical and say, well, it's all, you know, human rights and we should have gotten more for this deal. When, you know, this is actually one of the first things that President Obama has done that I support. You know, I'm one of his critics from the left.
But he did it on his own. He didn't do it through Congress. He did it through through a presidential memorandum, which is the same thing as an executive order and executive action. He's nothing more than a dictator thug.
So when Bush went into Iraq, he got an act of war from Congress.
No, again, he didn't do it the right way either, and we didn't.
This
we
is
didn't,
the way
we didn't come out
nowadays.
And say, "Oh my God, look at the way he's doing." So,
should we cut off?
We disagree
should
with
we cut
those
off
as well.
Trading with Saudi Arabia? Because Saudi Arabia is horrible. I mean, the way they treat women.
They behead Saudi Arabia beheaded more people than ISIS.
Who are the bombers in the 9/11?
Drive in Saudi Arabia, but yet that's our best friend. Look at Israel. That's an apartheid state, and they're our best friend in the Middle East.
You watch what's coming next. Our next move is going to be with Venezuela, and if that's what you guys want, that's the path we're traveling down. That's where Obama is taking us.
I'm all fine.
And no,
fine
we
with
should
that.
Not be trading with countries
what's wrong with
that
Venezuela?
Behead women.
Hopefully, we learned our lesson in Venezuela, and we won't try to overthrow their democratically elected government down there. Like we did in 2001.
No, we're just going to make a deal with them and make them the next favorite son like Cuba.
Thank you, Patrick, for joining in.
Thank you.
Okay, Seth Patrick called us on 790-2040, 790-2040. If you'd like to join in the conversation on Cuba. David, there will be a lot of trade going on, and there'll be a lot of tourism going on. Do you think that's good news?
I can't wait to go to Cuba myself. I mean,
really?
We can't live in fear of these countries. I mean, you know, if you want to talk about dictators, I mean, how many times has the U.S. supported overthrowing a democratically elected, you know, government and installing dictators like in Chile, right? I mean, right now Hamas is democratically elected and we're against them. Saudi Arabia, I mean, we support the grossest, you know, violations of human rights. And, you know, I don't see you saying let's cut off communications with Saudi Arabia, with Chile, with all these stuff. What's wrong with Venezuela? Venezuela is right south of Cuba. They have oil. That's what we want. We're oil hungry. I mean, people... I know Venezuelans. They love Venezuela.
What would have been wrong, though, David, with as Sean is saying, why not put this out for debate? Let Congress talk about it.
They've been talking about it for 55 years, and nothing has happened. This is since Eisenhower.
Okay, so you're saying that no Democratic president, not Clinton, not Carter, none of them would have said, okay, fine, let's lift this embargo and go forward. No, there's a reason for it that it's lasted 58 years, and there's a reason why Obama did not go to Congress and did not go to the House
and
the Senate.
Do anything.
He went behind their backs and signed an executive or a presidential memorandum.
Because the Congress has admitted, you know, they said, we're not going to do anything.
Just like amnesty, he brings it up without a debate and he goes and signs a presidential memorandum.
Just like Bush and just like Reagan signed amnesty, you know, this is
two wrongs don't make a right. You were raised better than that. I know that.
I never said it was wrong. I think amnesty is
you think what he did was right. You think what Bush did was right then. By Bush doing the presidential memorandum, he did the same thing.
One is starting a war and one is, you know, allowing aid to come into a country. I mean, there's a huge difference between starting a war and allowing families to travel.
No, at the end of the day, they're both an executive action.
So what?
I mean, and they circumvented the Congress.
National parks are become, you know, they're executive actions. Executive actions are not evil. That's my point.
When the President of the United States in 6 years has signed 45% more than President Bush has signed, there's a problem.
Yeah,
he's got 2 years
it's
left.
It's called the Congress.
He's come out and said one at a time. He's come out and said, right out of every, I have a pen and a cell phone. I'm going to do what I want, regardless because of what. There's the three Congress. Legislative branches. Why?
The Congress.
Because they're supposed to work in harmony. And when they all don't agree, we agree as a collective is what's best for this country. And you get two out of three.
And guess what?
He's going by himself.
And guess what?
He's a dictator.
A Congress, the president can veto also.
He's no better than a rogue dictator.
When a president vetoes an act of Congress, isn't he going against Congress? Isn't he acting on his own executive action? I mean, this is the way it works. They have power to do this. Signing an executive action, doing something, or signing a veto to not do something is power that the executive has.
The Democrats are even against this. You've got a Democrat up on the East Coast that's screaming bloody murder. Okay, that what Obama is doing here is absolutely wrong. Obama. You got Rubio doing it. You've got, I'm drawing a blank on his name, but people from Cuba don't agree with this.
So people agree, people don't agree. I mean, you can pick and choose all you want. But, I mean, overall, this is liberating Cuba because now they can start getting some of the joys of capitalism.
The United States will get blamed for this, and it'll get blamed again that we're repressing them. When, in fact, it'll be the Castro brothers who siphon off the millions of dollars that they can, and they'll...
From where do they get this millions of dollars from? There's an embargo on them. Where are they getting
this money
from?
No, there's not. It just got lifted. Watch.
Okay, where were they getting the money before?
It's not going to trickle down.
Where is this money coming from?
790-2040, 790-2040. It is the showdown. Sean McCluskey and David Morales. When Sean and David come to the table, these gentlemen, how do I put it? They have very strong a passion and some strong ideas. And if you'd like to join in on the conversation, please do. Let's take a pause on the Buckmaster Show Thursday edition. Be right back.
Are termites chewing on more than your Yule log this holiday season? Five-Star Termite and Pest Control's patented foaming process will rid your home of termites before your first snowball fight on Mount Lemmon. So call Five-Star today and replace those termite tubes hanging from your ceiling with mistletoe and find someone to smooch under it. Call Five-Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
Five-Star Pest Control, and we know what bugs you.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
If you want the great taste of bottled water without the hassle of going to the store, call Culligan and ask us about the Culligan bottled water delivery service either to your home or to your place of business. Culligan bottled water is as pure as it gets. The basis of the treatment of the bottled water is steam distillation. Its processing and its cleanliness is a healthy alternative to other beverages. Culligan water is fresh and delicious. One sip will tell it all. And since Culligan water is delivered right to your door, residential or business, you won't have to lug heavy bottles. Whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water taste better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Right now, for a limited time, you get 30-day full money-back guarantee, trial to include. Water dispenser free for 1 month. Initial 15 gallons of water free. Thereafter, $6 per month on the dispenser and $6.95 per 5-gallon bottle with an annual service agreement. Call Culligan at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:21 on this Thursday afternoon. Once a month, we do the monthly showdown. David Morales to the left of me, Sean McCluskey to the right of me. Sean, good news about police officers, being on some TUSD campuses after the first of the year. This was, I think, a federal grant that's going to put these officers on the state. Okay, state grant
that came down. It was specifically allocated for SRO, school resource officers, to go back into the schools. I think it's a great thing. It gives the kids a early start on respecting authority.
David, are you in favor of this?
Or I'm 100% against it.
You are.
If you look at the schools that they're putting them into, they're all Latino majority schools. They're magnet schools. The Department of Justice already wrote to USD saying that this is not cool because, you know, you can't enforce, you know, SB 1070 in these schools. And, you know, Chief Villasenor said he's going to, because that's a state law. I think the Department of Education deciding to spend money on cops instead of more teachers is wrong. I think, you know, even what the council agreed to yesterday or this week about this cops can't ask, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, you can't ask, but you can still enforce the law.
About their immigration status. They will not be
allowed to ask. Okay, let's dissect that real quick. Okay. If a kid gets in trouble, regardless of age, he breaks the law, and the SRO is there, the school resource officer stops the child, and then they take him in and they run him, and he's got a warrant out for his arrest, or he's got a federal warrant. If he's got a federal warrant under the age of 18, it's going to be that he's an illegal entrant. Guaranteed. It's the only one they have for under 18-year-olds. Trust me, I asked yesterday.
I don't think the schools need cops, full-time cops, 100% of the time. I think if there's a problem, you can call the cops just like any other place can, but you don't
want... It's also for their protection as well.
Yeah, isn't it a deterrent to have police?
Absolutely.
No. Studies have shown that when you have an increased police presence, there's always violence. I mean, if you think about lately, like the riots, it's always the police.
The violence is there. The violence gets reported.
For example, on University Avenue and after the basketball game, it was the police that caused trouble. At TUSD, when they were going to ban MAS, it was the police that were beating people. It's always the police that caused trouble.
The unruly activity of one rushing the dais isn't...
Who got hurt?
At that point, nobody.
Nobody. But when police kill people, they all scattered. They illegally choke people and they get away with it. They shoot people. They shoot kids. Let's go back
to the situation where you have the SROs in the school. And if they're fatherless figures, and a lot of the people that come out of the repressed areas don't have a complete family. If you don't have the father figure and you don't have a respect for authority, you'll get it through the student resource officer.
So what you're saying is minorities have no respect for authority, so that's why they need cops in those schools.
Part of the reason, yes, but they don't have respect for the authorities. You see it going across the entire country right now. I mean, look at Ferguson. If Michael Brown had respect for authority, and he would have stood down, he wouldn't have gotten shot. Yes or no? If he stood down, he wouldn't have gotten shot. If the cop said, back off and freeze and stay where you're at, and he kept charging. If he would have respected the gentleman's authority, who is the law officer, he would have still been here today.
So you're
same
saying,
thing in New York. If the guy would have went down to the ground when he was told to by the three officers, when the fourth one jumped in and choked him out, I'd wholeheartedly agree. The guy choking him out needs to get prosecuted. But if the gentleman would have respected authority and did what he was told, he'd still be here today.
So what you're saying is if people have no respect, they deserve to die.
No, what I'm saying is if they had a respect for
then
if they
would be alive.
Or if they had respect for authority, they have certainly got a better chance of being alive today. Look at Chris Rock. Look up the parody video.
How many things do you post online about, you don't respect Obama, he's authority.
I don't
respect
any,
so do you deserve to die?
I certainly adhere to the sends law to when they tell me to stop and pull over, I stop and pull over.
But you also agree that you don't obey the law.
But David,
all the time.
I think Sean's trying to say it really it begins with respect.
Absolutely, it begins in the home.
Characterizing that correctly,
if the child is unruly at the house, and mom can't control him, and he goes out, and there's no coach in his life, and then he gets in trouble, and he steals something,
and no father figure,
exactly. And then the police say stop, halt, and they charge the guy. Well, I'm sorry, the police are going to adversely react.
This is what's interesting. So, you know, like if you look at drug enforcement, you know, studies have shown that white people do like smoke marijuana. They do drugs more than minorities do. But yet, if you look at the prisons, it's the enforcement that's always unjust.
Who gets caught?
Well, where's the police at?
All right. We've got about 5 minutes left in the showdown. We have three callers who want to get in on all of this. Jerry will be first. Go ahead, Jerry.
Good afternoon, Bill and Jess and Sean and Mr. Garcia. I live in Oro Valley, and we have resource officers here up in our schools. And the resource officers have a great relationship with the students, and they do really nice, positive things with them. And the children get to know the officers and get to have a feeling and learn to respect the children. So with having the police cars parked out in front of the school, I really think it keeps us from having any real problems up here in Oro Valley. So I definitely, and I'm sure everyone up here, would definitely say that resource officers at the school is definitely a positive for teaching children how to act and teaching children how to respect the police.
Okay, thank you, Jerry, for your opinion on that.
Well, I mean, I think this is a classic example of white privilege where you see, and I think this is even between us, you have this different view of cops. Like you always post, you know, let's have a benefit for the cops and stuff like that. In Sun City, like if you look at all the Ohio rallies, it's a bunch of old, you know, white people, right? That's a lot different when you're a minority, when the cops are coming after you. Because you know that Border Patrol is going to harass you. You know that cops are going to harass
you. Only if you're doing something wrong
no,
and they come after
true.
You.
No,
that's they don't see you. They don't pull you over for a DWB driving while brown. It just doesn't happen.
It does happen. It's called racial profiling.
All right,
the federal judge in Maricopa County.
It's not 1956.
We're
in 2014.
It's proven today. The federal court are pile racial profiling. That's
all
a
right.
fact today.
Steve is next on the live line. Steve, go ahead. Sean, David, and Bill waiting for your comment.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, first of all, police are not having to do with it. It's cameras that cover this, make all the kids and things go rowdy. If you don't have cameras, you don't have this going on. Second, I have a daughter in QSD. I'd have a resource officer in there in case anything happens in that school than having anything else. So sitting there talking about these poor kids, you know what? I'd rather have safer kids than having some guy sitting there with his little agenda talking this BS, and I'm sick of that. You got a kid in this QSD school right now, sir, that you're sitting there not wanting resource officers in there?
David.
If you don't, then you have no right to say anything.
Thank you.
I have a kid there. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. David, Steve asked you a question.
I have a kid in the Vail School District, and I know that over there they don't report, you know, to the police. Like there was someone stabbed within the last month. They never called the cops out. They just dealt with it internally. There's no media coverage. There's no villainization of those types of people. So, you know, I think, you know, when you enforce stuff, you know, like you...
What ethnicity stabbed what ethnicity?
White.
White on white?
Yeah.
Okay, Philip is next Philip is next with us. Go ahead, Philip.
When I was a young kid, I was a beach bum in California, and I was beaten up by the cops all the time, including them planting drugs on me, which they didn't succeed in doing. But as far as Ferguson and the Zimmerman cases, those two kids are successful in the educational process of hating authority.
Okay, thank you, Philip. David, your response to Philip about hating authority.
Like I said, I mean, you know, you guys name yourself the Tea Party, right? What did the Tea Party do?
revolted against taxes.
Yeah, and they destroyed property, and they had a revolution. They were the minority, an armed revolution. I mean,
oh, you're speaking of the original Tea Party.
You guys, yes, of course. So that's what I mean. Like, when you guys do it, it's okay and it's patriotic. And if anyone else doesn't respect, the way they're handled by the police. I mean, when police,
are you teaching different. Your kids to fear or respect authority, especially Border Patrol and cops?
Should you respect Obama?
No, because he's worthy of it.
Then that's a moot question, because you don't even apply it to your own life. He's a commander-in-chief. He's a president. He's executive.
I'm not in the Air Force any longer. So therefore, I don't have to abide by his executive orders or executive memorandums.
Okay, so you have no respect for authority then?
No, all just right. That one individual.
Well, I have respect for the time, and it's closing us out on the showdown. And gentlemen, thank you very much, Sean and David. Folks, I'm sure, do not agree with both of you. I'm sure they agree with probably one of you, and I like to air out all the opinions here on the Buckmaster Show, and I wish both of you really a great holiday season.
Have a great holiday as well.
And we will see you both in the new year. Thanks, gentlemen. Be right back on the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday edition, pushing toward 12:30. We'll be right back.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerville Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River, or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell, and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS. That's 571-7847.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Good choice of music there, Mr. Ed. I tell you, talking about Christmas here on the Buckmaster Show, our theme as we get very close now to the Christmas holidays, and of course to all of our Jewish friends right in the middle of Hanukkah. So a big happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish friends. If you are looking for a great weekend getaway, a lot of people are taking time off over the holidays. They'll have kind of extended weekends. It might be a fun trip to go over to Silver City, do a little exploring over in the historic downtown area of Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It's only about 3 hours east of Tucson. Lots of things to do and places to stay, like the Casitas de Gila guest houses and Bear Creek Cabins. You can find out about all the places to stay and things to do by visiting their great website, Southwest New Mexico, spelled out .org. Let's welcome now Jared Trotter to the Buckmaster Show. I first heard about Jared and what she was doing a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, I have got to introduce this fine lady to our Buckmaster Show listeners, someone who, you know, a lot of people talk about doing good, and but this woman has basically started an organization called Strangers We Know, a foster program. She's put her own money into this, and you're to be congratulated, Jared, for doing this. Tell us a little bit about how you define Strangers We Know.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for the kind words. As far as defining Strangers We Know, it's basically a community outreach organization. So we do all kinds of outreach. A subset program within that is the Bridges program, which focuses on foster children aging out of foster care. The age range is either from 16 to 18 years old, and we're trying to help them make the smoothest transition possible.
Because that's a tough transition, right? They've been in foster care. Now suddenly they're teenagers who are going to be on their own.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of them don't have support. If you can think about your own children, when they left the house, they had you as a support system. So even though they're legally adults, they still could rely on their parents. Well, these children often don't have that. These teenagers, actually, and legal adults, they don't have that kind of support. So we're trying to provide some of that.
So with this Bridges program, what do you do? You've been collecting goods for these foster kids.
Absolutely. So we do home starter kits and care packages for them. They contain, you know, dishes, blankets, laundry soap, tips on how to get started with resources and things like that to hopefully make moving out on their own a little easier.
You put your own money into this, didn't you?
Absolutely.
You wrote me on an email saying that at one point you were down to like your last couple of dollars.
Yes.
You had poured everything into this.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. This is definitely, it's a passion of mine to help people, and it's money well spent.
And how did the passion, you were mentioning before we went on that you had a background with Child Protective Services.
Yes, I was a case aide with Child Protective Services for a couple of years, and I got to work with children who were aging out, and I saw that there was a need there. And in 2012, I wanted to start something and got together with a few family members to do that, but it wasn't until 2014 where we actually got things going and kind of just took the leap.
And in the first 30 days, how did this drive with the Bridges program to supply this material to these aging out foster kids? How did it go?
It went awesome. We were initially wanted to only do Pima County, but we got enough stuff that we were able to go statewide within the first after the first drive, within the first month, because we partnered with local businesses in Tucson. So many people came forward and were willing to help and give things from their home. That's the interesting thing, is that we're not asking for money. We're asking for you to go through your home, and you have an extra cup, an extra plate, an extra blanket, the same way you would send your children off when they left the house. We're wanting to do that for these kids.
How do we get the goods to you?
You can email me at info@strangerswekno.org if you want us to come and do a pickup. You can also shoot me a text message or call me at 520-269-8775. We do pickups, or you can do drop-offs, but email is the best way to get in touch with us.
And if we just Google Strangers We Know, we'll come up with your website and probably go from there, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's www.strangerswekno.org.
And again, the supplies, blankets would be helpful?
Blankets, any household items. We're blankets, sheet sets, pillows, cups, plates, silverware, anything like that. We also do laundry detergents, dish soap, dish towels, like anything that you can think of where someone might be getting their first place, their first home.
Well, they're getting their first place, and they're probably needing to either have a job or go to school or both, correct, Jared?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and can you help in that way?
Please,
can you help them get, you know, the next step in looking for a job or getting back to school?
That's what we're wanting to branch out into now, is doing mentoring with these kids. We've had people come forward who are offering those services. And so that's the next step in development for the program, for sure.
How big a need? We have a lot of foster kids, don't
Absolutely.
We, in this area?
I think there's over 16,000 in the state of Arizona. Approximately 600 age out every year. And 700 are projected to age out in 2014.
You went through the whole process with Strangers We Know and in creating this and then making it a nonprofit. What was that experience like to actually to get a 501c3? I believe that's the designation, right?
Yes. Yeah. I actually lucked out when I went to apply for this. The federal government had recently changed it over to an express form. So I got to
fill. You got in the express lane.
I did. And I have an awesome help, Kimberly Gallagher with Arizona Addiction Treatment Programs up in Phoenix. She helped me with the process as well, but it was only 3 pages as opposed to the really chunky one that most people have to go through. So that had just come out when I applied.
Well, that is good news, because you were fast tracked. Jared, we're going to let you go. And again, folks should go to Strangers We Know, any kind of household items to help these kids who foster out. They're no longer in the foster care system. They're out on their own. They need all the kind of supplies we all would want when we're first starting out, the sheets, the blankets, pots, pans, towels, you name it. And the best place, again, would be to go to Strangers We Know. That is the website, .org, for more information.
Yes.
And Jared, thank you, and good luck to you. Have a great holiday season.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thanks a lot. Coming up now on 12:42 on The Buckmaster Show, we will have our Superstars of Science series sponsored by the UA College of Science. We're talking about Biosphere 2 when we continue on the Thursday edition of Buckmaster.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Why, it certainly is good to have a good job to go to, Stanley.
Yes, it certainly is.
Why, it just makes the whole day seem brighter. Why, even you seem brighter.
Thank you, Ollie.
Oh, Stanley, there's something wrong with the car. Do something to help me.
What do you want me to do, Ollie?
Throw out the clutch. That's something. Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into. I knew I should have taken this car to Perfection Auto Works.
Well, I couldn't help it. I thought you were going to
Don't let that happen to you. I love Laurel and Hardy, but auto repair is not funny. So, bring your car to Perfection Auto Works for our free 26-point inspection. Call 323-8650. That's 323-8650 or perfectionautoworks.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
See the world under glass at Biosphere 2. Step inside this living laboratory to explore how today's biggest environmental questions are being answered and enjoy the view. Experience the new Ocean Gallery featuring the Return to the Sea of Cortez exhibit. Bigger questions, better answers. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Open daily. Visit biosphere2.org for details.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 12:47 on this, I like this kind of weather, it's kind of this rainy, foggy, just Seattle type weather, but it's nice for a change. This portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by the University of Arizona College of Science, with nearly 7,500 undergraduate and graduate students, the UA College of Science brings together globally prominent faculty and disciplines at the core of scientific inquiry and education. You can find out more at cos.arizona.edu, UA Science and Innovation, a place of discovery. And a place of discovery is certainly in our own backyards out at Biosphere 2. Dr. Kevin Bonin, Director of Education and Outreach at Biosphere 2 and the Director of the Outreach Initiative for the UA College of Science, is with me in studio. Kevin, good to see you.
Likewise. Thank you very much.
So much going on at Biosphere 2. It's interesting that when we live in places like the Grand Canyon State, so many people you will ask, Have you even been up to the Grand Canyon? They will tell you, you know, I've wanted to do it, but I haven't gotten up there. And I think a lot of that local people need to check out Biosphere 2 and check out the things that are going on. You've got a fantastic new exhibit, the kind of recreating a Caribbean ocean reef. It's amazing.
Well, yes, the Ocean Gallery has been remodeled and has a beautiful exhibit about exploring the Gulf of California, the Sea of Cortez. We are actually transitioning away from a Caribbean coral reef. That's proved hard to maintain without the appropriate UV light getting through that glass. So we're transitioning to a more regional focus and linking the desert to the sea.
The whole mission of Biosphere 2, so much of it is based around education, but then there's the research component as well.
Indeed, we have a dual mission, and research is why the University of Arizona was interested in getting involved in 2007. And my job is to take that research and figure out how to communicate it to the public, make it accessible, and use it to excite kids about getting into science careers.
We need to get kids into science careers because we do lag behind the rest of the world, and people hear about STEM and the STEM program. STEM is an acronym for
Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, and it encompasses a large number of disciplines. We have a number of programs at Biosphere 2 that we put together to try and get more of that in front of the public and in front of students. We have almost 100,000 visitors that come to Biosphere 2 each year, and this Christmas season is one of our busiest times, so we encourage people to come out, although we are closed Christmas Day itself. But we also have about 10,000 school kids that come through every year, and we offer a variety of different curriculum pieces to help them learn about science and fulfill the state education curriculum requirements.
How about tours of Biosphere 2? Give us kind of the nuts and bolts of a visit to Biosphere 2, and this time of year, people are going to have a few days off, hopefully, and this would be a great outing.
That's a fantastic time to be out there. So we have a number of places where you can explore on your own and at your own pace. We also offer guided tours on many days. And on our busiest days, we take all of our fantastic interpretive specialists, these are our tour guides, and we station them throughout Biosphere 2 and let people go through at their own pace. This is an unusual offering, and they can ask questions and dig as deep as they like with all of our expertise on hand, just standing there waiting for them to stop by.
How has Biosphere 2, from its original mission, changed over the years and kind of segued into what you're doing now, Kevin?
Sure. I think the original mission 25 years ago now or so was about seeing if we could recreate the systems needed for biomes and for humans to persist in a closed environment, maybe thinking about exploring new space frontiers. Today, we're focused on research questions that are really big but need lots of control. So our Landscape Evolution Observatory is what we've invested lots of time and money in, and it's a system where we have the largest scale and tightest control of any similar research tool throughout the world, and allows us to ask questions about water and energy cycling and how carbon moves through the ecosystem, all these things that we really need to understand how our ecosystems work and how that might be influenced or affected by changes in climate.
It's really, Biosphere 2 is almost a laboratory for sustainability for the 21st century.
That's exactly right, and we have lots and lots of interest from folks, visitors, as well as students who want to come visit Biosphere 2 and learn about what we've done on the sustainability front, think about how we need to better understand how ecosystems work in order to live our lives more sustainably on this finite planet.
What's the upkeep like of Biosphere 2? I mean, it's we know this giant pyramid. I mean, how do you even clean the glass? There must be a lot of glass.
There is a lot of glass.
It takes quite a while to clean it all.
More than 7,000 windows.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a many thousands of dollar project to get up there and clean those windows. Biosphere 2 is more than 3 acres in size, and it's got about 2 acres of mechanicals underneath, all the pumps and pipes and tubing and wiring that you need to run the place. So it's impressive, and the upkeep is not trivial, and we're always working on it.
Did the original builders, Kevin, do a good job with kind of when we look at a home or something, we think, well, it's got good bones. Does Biosphere 2 have good bones?
I think Biosphere 2 has great bones. They invested very wisely in how they built. They were arguably trying to build something that could be used for research for 100 years. And, you know, it's not going to last 100 years without some replacement of parts, but it indeed has good bones, and we've done a good job of keeping it up and functional and valuable and keeping the biomes alive inside as well.
College of Science, Biosphere 2 is one of the public outreach projects. Tell us about some of the other things you've got going at College of Science.
Well, College of Science, we really do value that outreach and connection with the community. Biosphere 2 is one of the venues that people can visit, but we have the Flandreau Planetarium and Science Center on the main campus. Tumamoc Hill is a place that lots of local Tucsonans know about, especially for walking, but it's got a neat both archaeological and scientific history. We have the Mirror Lab, the giant 8-plus meter mirrors that are being made underneath the U of A stadium. And then we have the Sky Center on top of Mount Lemmon with some of the largest publicly accessible telescopes in the Southwest, where people can go up and have a fantastic evening program at more than 9,000 feet.
Tumamoc Hill, folks may not realize it when they, you know, it's a very popular place. A lot of people like to walk up there. But that research center goes back, I believe, Kevin, to what, 1903, something like that?
That's exactly right. More than 100 years. Yeah. It was one of the first restoration ecology projects because it did have cattle grazing in that area. And with support from the Carnegie Foundation and some other folks, the area was fenced off, and then long-term study of the desert was undertaken, and we still monitor those plots at least every decade, and that's how we learned a lot about how saguaros grow over decades.
How about parents who would like to take the kids to Biosphere 2, not just to show them around, but maybe have the kids come back as part of a summer program?
One of the things that we're really excited about is the upcoming Summer Science Academy. And we did this last year with 40 middle school kids living on site for a week, and then 40 high school students living on site for a week. And we're going to do the same thing in 2015. And we're working on the planning right now. We have the applications up and available on our website, which is biosphere2.org. And it's a fantastic week of hands-on science with our researchers in our various biomes inside Biosphere 2. We also have a fantastic leadership component and training and skill development in collaboration. And the kids absolutely love it, and they're applying from all over the country and all over the world.
And they will have some mentors, certainly. They'll be meeting some of your outreach scholars.
That's right. Just like the College of Science is a world leader in all sorts of scientific disciplines, from space sciences to ecology to geology, we have fantastic students. And we have undergraduate and graduate students who we've selected and are in the process of selecting as outreach scholars. These are the folks that will be trained in a course in the spring to then live on site with these young students in the summer, help them do the hands-on research, be role models, be mentors. And we've been doing interviews for these outreach scholars the past couple of days, and I'm just blown away by the excellence and the passion that these kids, these U of A students, have for getting that STEM and science education out into the future.
Is there an age? What kind of age student are you looking for then?
So the middle school week in mid-July is rising 7th through 9th graders. Mm-hmm. And then the high school week is basically any high school year, 9 through 12.
You had a great, there's been some gift support that's been, we should probably note as well, Kevin Bonang.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. We at the U of A were very fortunate to receive a more than $50 million gift from the Agnes Howry Estate. And that money has gone to support all sorts of fantastic things on campus that have to do with the Southwest and have to do with our local culture and our local environment. And we've been able to get some funds to give stipends to these U of A students for their role in the Summer Science Academy. And that's thanks to the generosity of the Howry Gift. We also have a number of other Biosphere 2s to the Howry Gift, including some lectureships and some scholarships and fellowships for faculty as well. It's been just a fantastic boon for everything that we do in the College of Science.
That is a huge gift, $50 million, the Howry gift. And I believe Tom Swetnam, our friend over at the Tree Ring Laboratory, he can also thank the Howries for his new building and a lot of the research going on there.
That's right, and that's even additional money that was donated earlier. The new Tree Ring Lab building, which is another College of Science facility that the public can visit, that beautiful new building was built thanks to a gift from the Howry family.
Well, we're all better off here in this community for the College of Science and the outreach that's going on. You listed some of the properties and things that many people interact every day with, and so it's a better place for the U of A College of Science. Again, for parents who want to get the kids involved, come up to Biosphere 2 and go online for the application process.
That's right. The application process for the Science Academy is available at biosphere2.org, and we're open every day at Biosphere 2 for visits except for Thanksgiving and Christmas, so please come see what's going on.
Kevin, thank you very much. Kevin Bonin with us on the Buckmaster Show. He is the Director of Outreach, Director of Education and Outreach at Biosphere 2. Kevin, good to see you, and I hope you and yours have a great holiday season.
Likewise. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. If you are looking for a great auto mechanic, I want to do a quick shout-out to Mike Emery and the team over at Perfection Auto Works. Mike is available for, really, they do domestic and foreign cars. They're located convenient Midtown location on North Beverly. That's one block south of Speedway. Check it out. I've been over there, looked at the shop. It's fantastic. PerfectionAutoWorks.com. Also, I want to thank the Culligan people, Bottled Water, on this program, the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan. All of our in-studio guests, Kevin's enjoying his right now, enjoying a nice, cool bottle of Culligan water. Thank you, Culligan, for your support. 4 Tucson at 4, another one of our local talk shows coming up at 4 with Mike Shaw, then Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8, The Daily Double with Chris DeSimone, Ed Alexander, and me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you 12:04 for the Friday Focus interview. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.